June 19, 2023, 17-year-old Caroline Veri Alves and a boyfriend, 16-year-old Luan Augusto da Silva, were playing ping pong during break when a former student broke into the school building in Cambé, in the state of Paraná, Brazil, carrying a gun. He randomly shot at least 16 times, hitting the couple. Caroline died at the scene, while Luan was taken to a hospital and was declared dead the following day. The perpetrator was arrested and told the police that he suffered bullying when he studied in that school years before and wanted to take revenge. He also said he had psychiatric problems, but he was found dead in his cell on the following day after allegedly committing suicide. Four other people were also arrested for helping plan the attack and for selling guns to the shooter. Caroline Veri Alves has always taken part in church life. She used to be an altar girl at a parish and joined the two older siblings in a Catholic youth group in Cambé. Sweet, simple, modest, and always smiling, the young woman had a great devotion to Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. During her last year in high school, she had intended to study to be a teacher. She also had the goal of studying gastronomy. Caroline Alves had been working at a Catholic goods store, where she was more interested in evangelizing people than in selling things, and had a small business of her own selling candy prepared by herself. Caroline got to know Luan in school, and the pair began dating in 2022. Caroline Alves immediately convinced Luan, who was not as close to church as she was, to accompany her for meetings with her youth group, which was a central part of her life. The pursuit of holiness was the central goal in the couple's lives. Carol and Luan dreamt of building a family based on the church's commandments and on a holy relationship. Both cultivated a deep religious devotion, seeking confession and communion regularly, in addition to being engaged in the community's pastoral activities. Caroline was in charge of the activities with children. Kids loved the way she would translate concepts of faith to a simple language that they could understand. Luan would rapidly get involved with the youth group's activities too, becoming a valuable member of that community. She incentivized him to develop the same virtues she was looking for. He was described as a wonderful boy and assumed that mission with her. The young couple also became lay members of the Vincentian Conference. On many occasions, he took Caroline to collect food donations and then distribute them to poor families in Cambé. 2 days before the school shooting, Caroline went to confession, and upon receiving absolution, she asked the priest if she was now welcome to the kingdom of God. On Sunday night, June the 18th, her father heard her praying the rosary with Luan on the phone. Before the school shooting, on June the 19th, she called the parish in order to schedule another confession. Her pursuit of sainthood in every action she performed, the holiness of her relationship with Luan, all those elements reinforced the family's conviction that she is a role model for Catholics in their archdiocese. As the victim's story was made known, people from different parts of the country began to send messages to the local archdiocese and to the Catholic group they frequented, saying how the testimonies of the couple's faith inspired them. Now their virtues are being analyzed by the church, and a future sainthood cause for them is a possibility. After the tragedy, Caroline and Luan's life of prayer and search for holiness was highlighted. The young woman's father said that he has received many reports of people who had distanced themselves from the church, who after hearing the young woman's testimony, returned to God. Caroline and Luan, pray for us.